else. You will fit for someone else. So it's the same in an agent meeting, okay? Don't go in there and try to be something you're not. Don't try to be something you think they want to see. Be you. Hey everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. Today I want to give you five mistakes that actors make in meetings with agents. There are four main methods or techniques that the acting craft is built on. Stella Adler, Sanford Meisner, Uta Hagen, and Konstantin Stanislavski. So you may have heard of those names, Meisner technique, Hagen technique, Adler technique, Stanislavski, but those are the four main techniques that all acting training is based on. So what you should do is pick one of those techniques and delve deep into training and mastering that technique. Now, mastery takes many, many years, but you got to get started someday. You can also audit classes with different teachers that teach those four methods. Read some of those books. Go to YouTube and start watching videos from those coaches, those teachers. There's a beautiful 3-hour presentation from Uta Hagen. You can learn all about her technique. If you're looking for a great school that teaches Meisner, the Hood School of Acting, Houde, School of Acting, teaches Meisner in person and online, in person in Cleveland, online for students all over the world. And they are one of the leading coaches of Meisner in the world, actually. So next, I want to get you on the right track with your agent meetings. So you know what? Let me tell you five mistakes that actors make in those auditions, in those meetings. One, you don't take any interest in the actual agent. You don't really ask them any questions about them. You don't treat them like a human being, like a person. Like, what are their hobbies? What do they do outside of work? What makes them happy? What brings them joy? It's not good if actors just come into an agent meeting and like, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? Me, 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 me. Don't be selfish, because that turns anybody off, and it will turn off an agent. The next thing is, when they ask you, like, well, tell me about yourself, don't talk about acting. Don't talk about you've been wanting to be an actor all your life, or you started acting when you were 7 in the theater. Do not talk about acting. Don't talk about your acting training. Don't talk about your acting career, the things that you've booked. That's not what they mean when they say, tell me about you, because all of that other stuff is on your resume. They can read all of the places you've trained and all of the things you booked. What they're asking is, let me see your personality. Let me see who you really are, what you're really like. So you plan for that question, because they'll ask it, in advance. You plan in advance by sitting down and writing out a couple of things about you that you love, your hobbies, the things that make you happy, that bring you joy, that bring you peace. For me, any of you who've been watching my videos know that my dog Fimmel is like my child, okay? She's like my child, because I don't have any kids, so she's everything to me. And sometimes people send me photos of her. They create mugs with her face on it. They send me a tote bag with her on it. They mention that they've seen her on Instagram, or they mention what's close to my heart. And automatically, that opens my heart and makes me very receptive to that person, more than I would be if someone hadn't opened my heart. Remember, every conversation and interaction you have with someone is personal. Even though it's business, you still, this is a heart to heart. People are humans and they have a heart. So appeal to their heart. Look at their Instagram, their social media, and figure out what they find that's meaningful to them. And then see if you have anything in common. You know, if you have a dog and you talk to me about your dog and I have a dog, we're already talking about something on the same page. We're building a relationship and we're building common ground. And this is called rapport. And when you have rapport with someone else, you can accomplish great things. Okay. Third thing, not ask, oh, I've already said all these things in one. My list was not taking interest in the agent, not researching them prior to the meeting, talking about acting when they're not asking you about that, not knowing how to answer, tell me about yourself, and not asking questions about themselves. Here's the last thing I'll say. If you go into a meeting and you're not yourself, don't be what you think other people want you to be. Be you. Be you. Imagine you're going on one of those speed dates, right? You sit down at all of the little tables and maybe there's 40 people. You're going to sit in front of 40 different people for 3 minutes, speed dating. The only thing you need out of that is for each person to be themselves. Not a pretend version, not what they think you want to see, because there's nothing that can come out of that except disappointment and failure down the road. If you sit down in front of someone, all you can hope is that they're being themselves. And if it's a vibe for you, then it's a vibe. You know, then it fits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It will fit for someone else. You will fit for someone else. So it's the same in an agent meeting, okay? Don't go in there and try to be something you're not. Don't try to be something you think they want to see. Be you. Be you. Be the best version of you. Be the best version of you. You know, dress well, be clean, smile, be friendly, be open, and be prepared to talk about something that matters to you. And if they ask you about your acting career, you can pick one or two things. Well, you know what? One of my very favorite experiences was, what you don't want to do is rattle off your whole resume. This is a big mistake that new actors always make. Rattle off everything that's already on the resume that we can already read. That's a waste of our time. We don't want to hear that. And so I'm protecting you so that you don't do that. I've got like literally 25 more videos to record with some great information for you. So stay tuned. Subscribe to my channel if you haven't. Like this video. Click the bell for notifications so that when I have a new video come out, you are notified. And remember, I believe in you and I love you. And I encourage you to go out and be the best version of you today. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.